And we'll talk to you next week when Gordon Williams is our guest, and then 2 weeks from now when Susan Carver is our guest. Robin, if you're still on the line, you can either hang up, because I think you've given everybody a wealth of information, or if you want to stick around for a couple minutes, I've got a couple quick announcements. And as I'm sharing this, if you've got a specific question that you want to ask Robin, maybe you could do that if you want to stick around for a couple minutes. But if not, it's okay. People can use the YouTube video. And thank you for reminding us of that, because Bo does so many of these awesome interviews, and then I don't know where they're at or where they land or where they end up. So that is absolutely superb. Let's see. I talked about the shipping method change last week. I think we'll discover that on our own. Nikan switching, going away from Priority Mail and going to FedEx. Is it FedEx Post? I think the emails are there. Let's see. Humans Being More. That's the big announcement I wanted to make on April 13th and 14th. So we're now right at less than a month away in Chicago, Illinois. Anybody who's within driving distance, or you've got somebody that needs to get to it. I heard, talk to a gal this week who had one of her wellness consultants out of pocket, spent $700 on an airline ticket to fly to Seattle from Alaska, because that was the closest one to her. So when we allow people to see the value of Humans Being More, to get there. But anyway, and there's a bunch of them coming up. Check the schedule that's on the website. But so I just want to make special attention to the one in Chicago. It's coming up soon, a month away. And then one other quick announcement I had. If you, for some reason, and I'm sure, Robin, you've been hit up a few times already, if you have not received an email from what I call the Nikan scammers, these are people that don't even know how to spell their own name, they don't know how to use proper punctuation, but their email goes along the lines of something to the tune of, hey, I found you on the Nikan website, I want to order some products, I don't use a credit card, I will send you a certified check, I want to buy something for my wife for her birthday, or it's for my daughter's birthday, and oh, by the way, because I'm deaf, I can't talk on the phone, so I want to do it all via email. I mean, did I miss anything, Robin? Is there no other point?
No, that's pretty much it. Nikan says just put it into the scammer's email. I kind of like responding with removing my phone number and my information from the bottom of my email, saying, you know, look, you might cease and desist with this because we're onto your thing. We know what you're doing, and we talk to each other, and we know this is a scam.
I had one guy that I'm toying with him for the last couple of weeks, and I just requested, because I'm not really comfortable with cashier's checks because I've had bad experience, just to go ahead, and I totaled up his order form and said, go ahead and just send me $450 cash in a certified envelope or in Priority Mail and do the delivery confirmation, and when I receive it, I'll go ahead and place the order for you. I said, that would just be a lot easier on me.
Right.
He actually wrote me back and said, oh, I understand. No, this is not a cashier's check. I'm sorry. This is my own personal check. Going
up great. Well, apparently they sent them. I had one that I played with for a while too, and they sent a check. Obviously, it's a check for a whole lot more than what the order is for. And apparently, you can actually take it in and you can cash, but then what they do is they stop it 3 days later.
Right.
They reverse it. So, yeah.
So you're stuck with that because then it goes against your account and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah. Plus the overcharge fee. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if the guy actually sends me the check, I don't know what I'll do with it.
Well, then what you do with it is you cash it. You cash it, and then you wait.
Yeah, and then I'll get dinged the $12, you know.
Exactly, yeah, you know, the $34 down in Chase, so that you would get dinged that, I guess, so.
Just as a reminder, folks, you guys, don't get overexcited like so many of us wellness consultants do, like, oh man, my PWP finally paid off, you know, my $24.95 a month, it finally paid off, somebody found me, you know, there's a whole explanation on Nikan's website. And again, the easiest way to stay up to date on what's going on is in the information center, the third one from the top, news. Click on that, and if you just only have a few minutes to read the you know, the couple sentence overview of each one of those, you'll know what's going on. And if you didn't get the email from Niken, but there's constant changes going on, not just in Niken, but in our culture today, and it's a good idea to stay abreast of them. Look at what transpired this week in the news. I mean, with the ratification of a new pope, and I'm not Catholic, but I'm fascinated with how we can ratify somebody so quickly, because years ago, decades ago, it took, oh my goodness, days and weeks and months for a process to happen like this. And that's a thing of the past, because of information that's available and, you know, all this different thing. So,
Vance, I wanted to mention that, for those people who are in the Oregon area, the California area, we have Humans Being More at least once a quarter. Next one is May 18th and 19th in San Mateo, which is basically not too far from San Francisco Airport. And there's going to be a Spanish-speaking one probably the first or second week in June for anybody who has Spanish-speaking consultants that can get to the Bay Area. So Jeff Isom will be doing that one because he's our Spanish-speaking leader. And you need to get one going up in Portland. I've got some people up there that need to go to Humans Being More.
Yeah, and it's been a while since I hosted one, and I will take the blame for that because I've gotten lazy, and, you know, Seattle, Tacoma, Seattle is only a 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive, and they do everything, so I just, you know, I kind of boogie up I-5, and it's just, you know, it's one of the things. But we've got stuff coming up. We've got a virtual expo that Reed Nelson is hosting on April 13th, and so we constantly have stuff going on, and I'm just looking at that going, oh my goodness, why did we pick that date? But so that's going to be a conflict with Humans Being More in Chicago, but hey, it is what it is. There's always stuff that's going to overlap.
Yep.